the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord Jesus Christ was really everything to his disciples and to us. He was our Savior, he was a prophet, he was a healer, he was a teacher, just to name a few things. And in today's gospel, we really see him in the role of a teacher, teaching his disciples about obedience and faith and prayer through this harrowing experience of being out in the storm. So the first lesson he teaches them is obedience. In the gospel today, the first thing that Christ does is send his disciples across the sea, and they obey. Now, they didn't want to be separated from him, but as it says in the gospel, Jesus constrained them. So I guess when you're constrained by the Lord, you don't have much choice. You have to do what he says. And as St. Theophylact says, he permits the disciples to be caught in a storm so that they might learn to endure trials bravely and that they might know his power. Now imagine what would have happened if the disciples had murmured amongst themselves and said, do we really have to go across the sea tonight? I mean, it's dark, it's cold, you know, we're tired, you know. And right before this happened, if you'll look in the Gospel of Matthew, you'll see that Jesus had just fed the 5,000, and the disciples had to pass on all that bread and fish and lug around the heavy baskets. So they were, you know, they're probably kind of worn out. So they might have had thoughts like that, you know, surely would Jesus mind if we just took, you know, a snooze and then we could just leave in the morning, you know. But had they not obeyed, they would not have received the great faith that they learned through this experience. And they were going to need this great faith later on for the trials and tribulations that were going to come. Again, Peter first asked Christ to bid him come on the water. When Jesus says come, then Peter is obedient and goes to him. But imagine if Peter had thought so highly of himself that he just decided, oh, I'll just walk out there on the water. As it was, even when he's acting in obedience to Christ, he still almost drowns. What would have happened if he had just gone on his own? So in both of these examples, we can see the necessity of being obedient to Christ. There was once a Russian monk whose name was Porphyrius, and he lived the life of a hermit on a small island. And in the wintertime, you know, the water between the island and the shore would freeze, and then, you know, he'd be able to walk across the ice, and he could, you know, go to church sometimes and things like this. And he, in particular, would visit his elder periodically to give confession, receive communion. And on one occasion, he had walked across the ice and made his confession, received communion. And as he was leaving, the elder suddenly called out to him that he thought that the ice was too thin and that he should wait until morning to cross over to the island, because in the night the ice would get stronger. However, Monk Porphyrius, trusting in himself, called back to the elder that he would be just fine and continued on his way. Unfortunately, he fell through the ice and drowned. So, you know, had he just listened to his elder and been obedient, you know, he would not have perished. Our Lord himself gave us the ultimate example of obedience when he submitted his human will to God's divine will, and because of his love for mankind, submitted to the cruel death on the cross. But then, because of his obedience of his human will, he conquered death, he destroyed hell, he freed the captives, and opened the way for our salvation. And then there's the matter of faith. Now, while the disciples' faith was still developing, let's remember that before walking on the water and calming the storm, Christ had just finished this miracle of feeding these 5,000 people. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, after Jesus had entered into the boat with them, it says that, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. So in other words, the disciples were a little weak at this point, you know, and that's why they kind of had lost faith. And on another previous occasion, in Matthew 8, if you'll remember, we also read that Jesus was with his disciples in a boat, and he was asleep, and there was this big storm that came up. And this time the disciples, you know, woke him because the boat was getting swamped and getting filled with water. They woke him and they were scared and they were saying they were about to perish. And that they asked him to help them. And Jesus scolded them for their lack of faith and calmed the sea. Now, so it might seem as though these disciples should really have had total faith in the Lord as to their safety based on the fact that they'd witnessed these previous miracles. However, you know, this time it was a little different because they were in the boat by themselves, And they had no real way to physically contact Jesus. They didn't really have cell phones in those days or things like that. And in addition, they had never seen him walk on water before. I mean, so this was something new. And so evidently, however, witnessing those earlier miracles sort of prepared them for this particular test. And so here they were, helpless against this raging storm and seemingly without any means of getting help. So brothers and sisters, haven't we all been in situations similar to this in one way or another? Maybe not quite as dramatic as this, but haven't we felt sometimes that we had some kind of struggle in our life or trouble or tribulation where we thought our situation was quite hopeless and that Jesus was far away and that we just might drown under the weight of our sorrows and troubles? But here's where the proverbial rubber meets the road, you know, so to speak. Here's where we must dig deeper within ourselves and find the strength to endure. And it seems sometimes our prayer is just offering our fears to the Lord. And this is really what he teaches us to do. And in St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, we read, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." So we can see the fulfillment of this promise in today's gospel. Even though it seemed very hopeless and a very intense trial that the disciples had, God still provided a way for them to bear it and a way out of it. And so even though we might be afraid of what could happen to us at times, or even though things might look dark and hopeless and life's stormy troubles are all around us, let's never lose hope in Christ, who has the power to calm any storm. And as our Holy Fathers have said of this gospel, the disciples' boat is really an image of the church. So as long as we remain within the church, obedient to the church, and living a Christian way of life, we will be with Christ. And then we will hear him say, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid," and a great calm will come.